at 10:21 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my best friend, Adam Burns, and I do it in original audio. Adam Burns, how are you this evening?
What the heck is going on? Because the minute the music started, it was like you were in a fish tank.
Yeah, I was actually in a fish tank. As we covered last week, I have a phobia of fish tanks, and my therapist has been working with me in exposure therapy. So I've been podcasting from a fish tank. That's pretty much what I've been doing all week long. Adam, how the heck are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. Closing on the house, and I said on the last show that we would be moving this next Saturday, aka tomorrow morning. So the movers are going to be here tomorrow morning between 8 and 9. And so we've just been a whirlwind day of packing things because we're selling this house. And in order to sell this house, they have to, you know, come in and take pictures and, you know, so we didn't want empty rooms in the pictures. We wanted furniture in the rooms for the pictures because at least when I'm buying a house, those draw my attention more when I see the furniture in the room. I get a better idea of scale by seeing furniture.
Yes, I understand that. Yeah, well, you know what? I think right. We're opposite.
Okay, but here's the thing is that the photographer couldn't be here until Wednesday. That was when they were so we couldn't pack everything, right?
Right.
Because we still needed furniture to be in the room and it couldn't just be the shelf there. The shelf had to have things on it. It had to be, you know, it looked not everything that was there. So we had packed a lot. Well, actually Zach had packed a lot over the preceding weeks, but yeah, so since Wednesday afternoon after the photographer left, they did a whole thing, Adam. They came through, they took the pictures, they did a drone flyover, and they they did a little video tour of the house, on a gimbal that you go through and go into each room. By the way, if I find that video, I will post it. I'll post a link to it in our Level 13 Discord because our cat Barley got into one of the shots of the video. So it's like when they went into the master bathroom, he was like just walking through the bathroom.
Was he going like, oh, from room, oh, like trying to get in the video? Just like, oh.
I think so. Because prior to that, they'd been hiding under the couch. I mean, under the bed. Anyway, so couldn't really pack in earnest until after those photographer things had been done. So yesterday, and of course, we both have full-time jobs, so you know, can only be in the evening or so. Today, we both kind of took off half of a day today, you know, so like after this morning, we did a little bit of work this morning and then the afternoon we were off and we're doing, but if you're hearing noises, it's literally packing tape in the other room. Is Zach okay, is still okay. Putting together boxes.
I thought yeah. Sydney was like going up and down the stairs. No, I'm like, what am I here? Okay. That's fine.
It's fine. And we're down to the very last dribs and drabs of things like the entire
you saved the room right next to the studio to be packed like right during the recording.
No, that's downstairs. Oh, okay. There's boxes holding my door open right now.
I see.
But anyway, it doesn't matter, Adam. Everyone knows I'm moving, but that's not important, Adam. What is important is that thousands upon thousands of people tune into this podcast every single week to hear about my running journey, Adam. That's right. I'm gonna use the J word. It's a running journey, Adam, that I have embarked upon. And you, dear listener, have decided to join me on that journey. And I am very, very appreciative. By the way, a huge shout out to Taylor the Latte Boy and Babalu, who are running the Princess Marathon 10K tomorrow morning. I chatted with them briefly earlier today and wished them luck on their race. And they won't hear this recording until long after the race.
You should go. I know you guys are moving, but if you were not moving, you and Zach should have gone to that race.
Yeah.
And let them know that you were going to be there, but stand off in some other section and never go talk to them. Yeah. Just leave and say,
So we are all running the springtime surprise together. So I will see them at that 10K. And I asked Taylor, I said, hey, by the way, Adam is coming down to visit in April. Do you want to go boating with us? Do you and Babalu want to go boating with us? And I have and to read said, this. And
he said, look me up in Scruff. If we're feeling frisky on that particular day, then maybe can hang out.
It was such a weird reply that I'm going to read it for you. But right now we're in the running segment. So let me just wrap up my running, update here. So I'm still working on my 11-minute mile. I'm getting very close to that. Those of you who follow me on Strava know that I'm down at about 11:20 right now on my regular runs. That's pretty good. My long run is going to be this Sunday, and it will be, so today that I ran today, and it was the very last run in this neighborhood because we're moving. So it's like, that was the very last run through
this
neighborhood.
Did you have a little tear in your eye?
I did not. No. I am so ready to get out of this fucking neighborhood. And so on Sunday, very exciting. On Sunday, I'm going to be running at the new. So I'm going to go to downtown Claremont and run on the lakefront trail on Sunday because I have to do a 9.5 mile run. And I'm like, I'm super excited for that. So anyway, that's my running update. Still preparing for the springtime surprise. Nothing new there. But the thing that has dominated my week, that was the running update. So those of you who just care about the running, I know there's thousands of people that love the running update and then they just stop listening. Right. After that, they don't care about the rest of it. So I'm just letting them know it's now safe to disembark the podcast.
I see.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about other things now. The thing that has dominated my life has been this move. And let me tell you, Adam, It sucks. It just sucks. It's just a sucky process. And like,
I will say this. I have been blessed, and it's not that I don't do anything, because I do. But I've been, the one thing about Maddie, when I was in the relationship with Maddie, there were a lot of bad qualities.
Yes.
But Maddie was a hard worker, and B, very organized, and like wanted to, like, if he had a task, he was going to do it and get it done and whatever. And so a lot of times when we moved, he would just do all the packing. Yeah. Well, Mark also very organized, and Mark is very task oriented. If he has a task on his list, he is not a procrastinator. He does that task. And so even if I'm helping packing, which I did help pack, but he does more of it than me, because I'll take a break. I'll sit down, watch something on YouTube or whatever. He is like pack until. And so I've been lucky that way because.
Well, we have movers coming tomorrow, so we don't actually have to move the boxes, but we do have to pack them. Right?
Are you gonna buy them pizza and provide water and all that kind of stuff? That's what we did when we have movers. We always give them food. We have water bottles there and an ice chest. Help yourself. No,
I was just gonna tip them like $50.
We also tip. Do all of that, but we're very nice to our
I'll order some pizza.
We're very nice to the hired help. Is all I'm
saying. So the mover's going to be here tomorrow at 8 a.m. We've got a few handyman projects still left on this house that we hired a handyman for, and he was supposed to be here today, but he was like, I need to come on Saturday because I had another thing come up. So he's going to be here at the same time that the movers are. That'll be fun. But the biggest logistics in the move right now are the cats, because the cats can't be here while the movers are moving the stuff out of the house, because the movers like to leave the doors open so they can get in and out of the house.
Can you imagine having, now you're going to need to close the door behind you every time. They're exactly like carrying a couch out the door and having to like try to close the door.
So Zach will be, when the movers show up, Zach will be leaving with the cats to go to the new house. So he has some stuff in his car and, there's already essentials in the house, but he's going to go over to the new house with the cats. When the movers first get here, I'll make sure that the movers get everything packed up, and then I'll follow the movers over. And then I have to like call him and go like, oh, we're almost there, so that he can put the cats in the guest bedroom and keep them locked there so that because there's nothing going into the guest bedroom because we don't have a guest bedroom here. So nothing is flagged to go into that.
I mean, don't traumatize them and have them like peeing on the floor, because I assume that is the room that I'm going to be in.
Their litter box will be in there with them.
All right.
And that, no, that is the room that they are going to live in. But anyway, everything consumed. I will be so happy when this move is over.
They're gonna live in the guest. That's gonna be their room. From here to four.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'll be happy when the moving's done. I'm gonna be so excited. At the same time, I'm annoyed by all the moving stuff and I'm tired from all the moving stuff, but you know, I'm physically tired, but at the same time, I'm super excited. So I don't know how much sleep I'm going
to
get tonight.
You can pay movers to actually pack for you as well, but I don't trust movers to pack for me.
Yeah. And that's my thing is like, it's expensive. And if I needed help packing, there's so many people. You know, my family's all in this area and my D&D group, everyone has offered, you know, it's like, oh, if you need help, you know, packing.
I do feel like there will come a time when I will be wealthy enough that I'll just be like, yeah, I'm not doing any of it. We're going to go on a cruise and be like, okay, you pack us up, you move it to the new location. Hell, if you'll set it up for us at the new location, I'll pay you for that too. We just get off the cruise ship, drive to our new home and it's all there, you know?
So,
you were talking about Taylor.
We were talking about Taylor. I put it on the board there. So Gary in the chat room reminded me that I forgot to talk about Taylor after the running segment, but I wanted to, so I asked Taylor, I was like, hey, Adam's coming down. Do you guys want to go boating with us? That's all I said. It's like, do you guys want to go boating with us? Here's the response. Unfortunately, I can't do smaller boats. I get way too nauseous, so I've learned that unless there's a mouse in a captain's hat welcoming me aboard, I tend to avoid those situations. However, I would love to see Adam, and we can definitely do dinner or something of that sort.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, I don't think that's weird. But, he doesn't like to do boats.
On a lake? How is a... So I'm not taking us out on a John boat, right? I mean, we're going on a pontoon that can sit like 10 people and have food and drinks. And, you know, it's a very large boat that we're going out on, you know, as far as pontoon, like it's a recreational boat.
Right. I get it.
It's a very smooth ride and it's on a lake. So it's not like in the ocean with the huge waves or whatever. It's going to be a very peaceful thing, but it's like, oh, I can't do smaller boats. If the boat is under 3 tons, I just can't board it.
Look, I'm okay. He clearly said that he wanted to see me.
Yeah.
And that it had nothing to do with that. So he doesn't want to be on a boat.
He did say we can definitely do dinner or something of that sort. And you know, he and Babalu have been experimenting with those.
I don't know if swinging or whatever you want to call the thing that they do is of the same sort as dinner. I'm not
Isn't
sure.
Isn't it though? Because I feel like a lot of the stories start with, yeah, he came over and we fucked and then we went to eat. Or like, it's like, I feel like dinner is involved in these three-way things. Not that I'm judging, by the way. Not judging at all. More power to them.
You have no place to judge, really.
I don't. I really don't.
Really at all?
But that was it. Adam is Taylor not going to go boating with us. Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, there will be no...
No boating
Taylor
with
will
Taylor.
Not be boating. Yeah, okay. No boating with Taylor. We'll have to
What about Zach? Because Zach Taylor. Gets water sick or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Zach gets motion sick, but he'll be fine on a boat. It's a boat. It's a boat.
He can wear his Dramamine patch if he wants to behind his ear.
So tell me, Adam, what's going on with your therapy? I've been talking a lot.
You know, I don't even know if I should talk about look, this is a serious thing. I am trying to work on myself and there are some things that I need to work on.
Yes.
So I don't know if I should be making light of my therapy sessions on a podcast, but you know what? I didn't have anything to talk about, so I'm just going to...
Okay, well, good.
I'm going to do it over here to see if it...
Your life is an open book for us. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Let us make fun of it.
This is really about the method. So far, I am loving my therapist.
Yes.
And I, as I've said, I don't know. I don't know that she's still a practicing Mormon or not, but I, who knows? You don't ask your therapist that sort of thing. She seems to be, she's not quoting scriptures or like telling me I'm going to burn in hell. So that's good. I mean, I did.
Does she ever wear a shirt with a collar?
No.
That you could like see her décolletage?
Oh, I haven't paid that close of attention. I'm not like.
Like just look and see if you can see like an undershirt under there. Cause you know, they're required to wear their magic underwear.
I see.
And it has to be under their clothes.
I mean, she seems to be liberal. She's I feel like she's anti-Trump because on the podcast that she's on, they're always bad mouthing Trump and.
Yeah, but because Trump doesn't suck up to the Mormons like he does to the Christians. He's like the Christians are all Trump is a man of God. It's like what God?
If she is a Mormon or if she is religious, she
By the way, I don't have a problem with Mormons.
Right, I understand. She does a good job of not bringing that into her therapy, which I have had a therapy where they do bring it into the therapy, which I don't want. But she like none of that.
Ooh, good point. Cyclone, our executive producer, is telling me that Mormons don't like to show their nipples. Has she shown her nipples in any of your sessions?
So there's been no religion other than, you know, me discussing growing up religious.
Yes, but what about the nipples? Have she shown you any nipples?
No, she hasn't shown me her nipples.
Nipples. All right, that's a good sign.
She's always wearing like a nice professional looking, you know, I've never had a therapist show me their nipples. Like that is, okay. I did have one therapist one time tell me that in order to stop being gay, I should, when I'm masturbating, look at pictures of naked women, even if I didn't like it.
Right.
And that would condition my brain.
Was this therapist a man or a
woman? It was a man.
Oh, okay.
It was a man. So anyway, I'm loving her, but today when I had my therapy.
Loving you.
And I'm sure this is a well-respected treatment.
Oh, God.
I'm sure that it is, and I'm sure that it comes out. I know she just doesn't do this on her own. I'm pretty sure this is a treatment. I've had...
Why am I scared?
I've had a lot of trauma in my life. And so she said... she said... So what I want... She's like, I want you to close your eyes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And she said, I want you to picture...
Picture...
yourself as that child that was, you know, whatever. And then she's like, and I want you to picture and, you know, and basically asking me, okay, how does that child feel? How does he feel? You know, how old is he? How does he feel? What's, is something scaring him? Is whatever, like all this kind of stuff. And then she says, okay, I want you to take, and then we were talking about like these negative thoughts and everything. And she's like, I want you to pretend that those thoughts are separate characters in this story. And you can talk to those thoughts. And you can say, okay, thought, you know, guilt or wanting to please people or whatever.
Oh, this is like that episode of Voyager where they like talk to fear?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so I'm talking to my child self. She's like, don't say it out loud. Just keep your eyes closed. You're talking to your child self, but you're also talking to these, she's like, and these feelings that are coming up are trying to protect or do something for this child. And she's like, they don't know that you've grown up and they're still doing the same things that they were doing. She's like, so we're going to talk to them and we're going to ask them like, why are they doing the thing that they're doing and all that. And she's like, and I want you to thank them for being there and you know, but tell them that you're now an adult and they can step back. You can step back now and you can, you know, I don't know how I feel. We spent like 10 minutes at the beginning of the therapy session with me just talking and whatever and going about it. But the rest of the...
So it's like the exact opposite of this podcast where I talk for like the first 15 minutes. I was talking.
Yeah, exactly. But so we had had kind of a normal talk therapy section where like the first 10 minutes. And then from the time that she asked me to close my eyes and start doing this, we did that for the entire rest of the session.
Oh, yeah.
And now my homework is... that every day I need to check in with that little child.
Did you lock him under the stairs?
Well, no, because that's the other thing. Room? Part of it was, okay, I want you to ask the little child version of yourself, where would he feel safe or where would he like to go?
And the answer was SeaWorld, wasn't it?
It was an island. It was just SeaWorld. An island.
SeaWorld.
And she's like, okay, you're going to, and I want you to give him everything he could ever possibly want. Any games, food, any, you know, whatever he wants to have fun in this island. And I want you to leave him there at this island. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Killer whales like jumping through hoops and splashing.
And so now I'm supposed to every day, I'm like while I'm brushing my teeth or whatever, at some point in the day, because I've left this child version of myself on an island, yes. I'm supposed to check in with that child version of myself.
Who's pissed off that you've left him on an island.
And see, you know, how he's doing and all this kind of stuff. Look, I mean.
Does he have food? Do you feed him?
He's got food. He's got food. This is why. Like, we probably shouldn't be joking about my therapy, but I brought it up. So, I mean, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm probably stunting my progress by making light of.
No.
But I don't know. Like, this is not a technique that I have ever, because I've only ever gone to, like, talk therapy where you're just kind of talking about, you know, but this was actual, like, visualization.
No, I like this.
Now, you do
like
have a psychology degree, so maybe.
I do.
You know, you can shed some light on this, but she said that studies have shown that people who do this, that over the course of 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks and they scan their brain, they can actually see a change in their brain, and that it helps people to stop these thoughts that come into their head and learn how to deal with them. You know, basically, if they're there. So, I mean, she says it works. I mean, I'm going to.
So let me say a couple of things.
Yeah.
Number one, I do have a degree in psychology. I just don't like to talk about it. However, that degree in psychology has no real bearing on counseling or that kind of, because someone like Taylor, who has their master's degree in psychology, goes on, you know, they learn how to, when you're just have a degree in psychology, you know how to do questionnaires. Like you learn how to create the entire drive is basically for industrial psychology, for you to do research. Like, it's a degree in psychology basically teaches you how to be a researcher, right? And but no, counseling is a whole different area. And in no way do I have any insight into counseling, that I don't have that kind of knowledge. But I will say this. I love the idea of you personifying these voices in your head and talking back to them.
It's like that Pixar movie.
Yeah. But I want to relate this, because the other day I had a task of going through this box of old Christmas ornaments and throwing them away or keeping them, right? And these were Christmas ornaments from my mom's house. And every single fucking ornament that I'd pick up that I didn't want to keep, that I was gonna throw it into the plastic bag, my mom started complaining about it, right? She's like, oh, that's, I love that one. That's like, that's my tennis ball. What? Why would you
Your
get
mom
rid of
sounds
my tennis
a lot like
ball?
My mom. Or do they hang out?
He was such a friend. I literally out loud was like going like, shut up, mom. Just shut. No, you're dead. You don't get to say, I don't want your damn tennis ball is going in the trash. But it was a cute little trip down memory. But I love the whole personification. And I know I've shared before on this show that after my dad died, I often hear his voice when I do things that he used to yell at me about, you know, that like leaving the lights on or using too much dishwashing detergent.
And I think the theory is that when you have trauma at a young age, which I did, a couple of different things happened in my youth.
Yes, that creepy uncle was
there. And so the thought is that your brain gets a little stuck there. Your brain develops certain coping mechanisms that then stick with you until you get rid of them. And apparently this is going to help me get rid of those coping mechanisms. We'll see.
You know what? I'm all for it. I hope it works. I hope, we'll see. Has the little boy, is he okay? Is he happy on his island?
He's fine. That was so tiring too. I was mentally drained. First of all, keeping my eyes closed with someone watching me on Zoom for 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was a little nerve wracking because
she might have shown you her nipple.
I have no idea because my eyes were closed. You would
know because your eyes were closed.
We'll see. I mean, I feel a little silly. And I haven't done it yet. Like I already talked to my child self today. So I'm not checking in again today. But tomorrow when I have to check in, I'm going to feel a little silly. It's just going to be me. It's not going to go up to Mark and be like, hey, Mark. I'm just going to check in on my child self. So if I am zoned out for a few minutes, I'm just having a chat with like 10-year-old Adam. You know, I'm probably not going to do that, but I'll feel weird. But we'll see. We'll see.
So 10-year-old Adam wanted to live on an island.
Yeah, but also adult Adam wants to live on an island. So that may have been. But she said the first thing that comes to your mind as we're going through this, don't overthink it. Just whatever comes to your mind, that's,
Like, I know that we've talked about this on this show before. You and I have very, very different views of SeaWorld. Like, to me, SeaWorld is a sad, sad place with these captive, intelligent creatures that are just want to go back to the ocean. And you love SeaWorld. Like you love.
Well, I did until they started getting rid of all their whale or, you know, saying we're not breeding whales anymore and all that kind of stuff. But yeah,
because whales should be in the ocean with thousands and thousands of miles of space, not locked in a, you know,
I get it. Well, look, whatever you want to say, dogs and cats were once wild animals and we domesticated them.
Yes,
those whales do not know what it's like to be in the ocean. They've been domesticated basically at this point. The ones that are living in, because at this point,
the ones
point,
that were born there.
Yeah, because at this point, like a majority of them were born there. So being like,
they all have the same fin droop problem, which is a fashion choice.
Yeah. They're all emo whales.
Yeah, it's just like, whatever. I just like, yeah, throw the ball.
I mean,
whatever.
I just don't think you can, say, oh, it's fine to have a cat and a dog.
Yeah.
But it's not okay to have, you know, animals at an aquarium. They learn a lot from them scientifically.
I can draw that line easily. It's like, I absolutely love and adore my cats. There's no way in hell that I would ever have like a Florida panther or a lynx or it's like some kind of like wild.
But at one point, your cat was that.
No, I get that. They were relatives of that. But yes, I get that. Back millennia ago, the Egyptians started domesticating cats. But here's the thing, they weren't the same. But like, not all cats are created like. Just like the cheetah is the fastest cat, right, on the planet. It has different needs and different desires than, say, like a leopard or a tiger or whatever. Like lions need like hundreds of miles of space, of territory in order to thrive or whatever. And they will attack other lions that come within those 100-mile, you know,
But if you take a little tight lion cub or whatever they're called and it knows nothing else but being with a human, then that's its normal.
No, it's not though because the part of us that is genetic, like they've done so many experiments on it. Look up if you're interested in this, if you're truly interested in this, look up, there were some scientists in the 60s that a baby chimpanzee, they took a baby chimpanzee and tried to raise it as a human child. All this chimpanzee had ever known was being human parents in a human house, and there were still things that monkey did, that chimpanzee did, that were things that are just genetically part of being a chimpanzee, right? They wanted to throw their poop or they wanted to, you know, like, it's like that territorial need is something that's inbred, is inborn. But here's the thing. Killer whales are huge creatures.
That's
and
true.
They're being kept in basically an Olympic-sized swimming
pool. It's so hard to see them on these whale-watching cruises. They're always like hundreds of yards away, tiny. You have to have binoculars. Sometimes they don't surface.
I need them
in an aquarium so I can easily see them.
You do realize that within the next... Within the next five years, you will be able to wear a headset and feel like you are, you know, standing on the ice shelf there watching that killer whale jump up out of the water. You know, there are so many cool VR experiences coming, those kinds of experiencing nature, experiencing things without having to go and do them. It's like kind of like a poor man's holodeck kind of thing. There are so many cool things like that coming. I mean,
those VR headsets are expensive.
Porn is always on the forefront of these things.
I tried that one time with my Samsung thing, and it was not.
You should revisit it with like a Quest. You should revisit it with a proper VR set because it's quite convincing. Have you tried it?
Do you have a Quest? I don't think you have a Quest or whatever.
Well, I don't. That doesn't mean I don't know people that do.
Okay. Okay. Taylor and Babalu.
Yeah, pretty much. They reached out to me on Scruff. Anyway, Adam, I'm happy. I don't think it's weird. I'm happy that she's leading you on. Are you happier? Are you feeling more at peace?
I don't know if there's a bit. I mean, we literally just had one session. It's not going to be a dramatic change. I mean, we'll see.
But you are doing your homework.
I am doing my homework.
What about your career coach? Have you switched to a different one?
No, and he wrote me another message and I'm not even looking at it because I avoid things, you know, because I don't want to like...
It's going to be like your aunt's.
I actually told my therapist that as well. And she's like, well, and we talked about that a little bit. But I've got to write him back and be like, no, you suck. No, I'm not going to do that. But she said, well, yeah, he probably will be happy that you're going to focus a little bit on therapy first because he doesn't want to be your therapist. That's not what a career coach is for. And she said, I'm sure he'll be fine.
But he's not going to get a kickback for you filling out that questionnaire.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, Adam, as you know, on this very program, we have commercials. That's just a thing that happens on this podcast, right? We have commercials. However, there's a way that you don't ever have to hear a commercial from us. You can subscribe to our podcast. It's $1.99 a month. What is that? $24 a year? That's nothing. It's nothing. $24 a year. Get rid of all the commercials, from our feed. You get your own RSS feed and not like the level 13 one. It's kind of like shared by everyone, but like you would really do get your own personal RSS feed.
Don't say that. They're just going to start sharing links with people.
We don't care. It's a free club. Anyway, the point is that $1.99 a month, that's all we ask. We are looking to hire an assistant to help us with a little bit of our social media things for a few hours a month. So we're looking to make a few. Now, keep in mind, we make money off the advertisement. That's fine. I mean, so you don't have to do it. Don't feel like we're forcing you to do it. But if you hate advertisements and your choice is, oh, well, I don't want to listen to you guys anymore or, you know, whatever. It's $2 a month. $2 a month. Subscribe.mix-podcast.com is where
you
want
to go. And $2 a month, you get at least 6 hours worth of content.
At least. So all of that is to lead up to me saying, expertly so, I might say, in my devilishly clever way of segueing here, is I say, Adam, we'll be right back.
Wait, can I say something?
Oh, sure.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Excellent. It is the contact segment, the segment of the show where we read your emails, play your voicemails. Adam, do we have any emails this week?
We do not.
We do not. Here's a question that's fairly new to me, so forgive me for not having it in the general path.
Yes.
Do we have any new text messages this week, Adam?
We do. We do have text messages. We do not have any voicemails. I just want to say... So I don't know if our texting has cannibalized the voicemails, but we have quite a few messages, so we'll go ahead and
there's four voicemails attached to the contact.
Oh, I never deleted the ones from last week. Sorry.
Those are last week. So I was all excited. I thought we had four voicemails.
No, we do not.
Text. All right, Adam, share with, I don't have the link for the text. So, I mean, I do. It's in my email. I'll find it. Go ahead. Tell me what was our first text that we got?
Okay, the first text we got, hello from I Am a Librarian. I appreciate Adam selling me the mixer, though I know it was a steal. I fixed it and actually am working on my next podcast episode today, Cooking from Vegetarian Mexican Cookbook. So you're welcome.
Cooking from what? Cookbook? Cooking from vegetarian?
Cooking from Vegetarian Mexican Cookbook.
If I may paraphrase.
Yes?
Sybil Shepherd. I had to think of her name. Okay. I couldn't think of her name. Do you remember? Do you remember Sybil?
Yeah, only from Moonlighting. I know she was in other things, but
yeah. After Moonlighting, though, she briefly was the spokesperson for the American Beef Council.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And her line was, "I know people who don't eat beef, but I don't know if I trust them." this is how I feel about vegetarians. Just like. I'm aware that they exist. I'm not sure I trust them.
I was watching an interesting YouTube video, and not that you can believe everything that you see on YouTube, but it was this guy who wrote a book about diet and stuff like that. And I don't know why I got recommended
there are so few of them.
It was a 4-year-old video, but anyway, he's written several books, but. He was saying that, and he runs a website called nutrition.org, something like that. And he was saying that it has shown through studies that people who are doing keto, he was very vegan. He was really promoting veganism. Mm-hmm. And he was saying it was shown that people who are keto, even though they lose weight, they have a tendency to lose actual muscle and not as much body fat, or at least the body fat loss is much slower than someone who is on a more of a vegetarian kind of or vegan kind of diet. But anyway, I didn't do any research. I'm just saying that he said that. I have no idea. Okay. Me, I'm all for moderation and I'd like to be able to eat whatever I want. So I'm not going to do his and I'm also not going to do yours.
I love meat.
I mean, I'm not going to take carbs out. I'm going to eat meat as well. So vegetables, all of that.
Adam, you can do whatever. Good. I eat vegetables.
The next text message, also from Mel, I'm a librarian. Yes. Adam, while your boyfriend might not say he thinks you should learn Tagalog, even learning some basic phrases will likely have more people at these events talk to you in English. It shows meeting partway, and then you will feel less awkward.
Yes, exactly. These are excellent suggestions. These are all things that I've brought up to you before.
Now they do look. They talk to me, but as I've said before, all of these people speak English. I mean, they're here. Yes. they all speak English very well. But when they all get together,
they want to speak the language that they were born.
Language of their motherland.
Yes, but when you learn the language that you learn, when you the very first language that you learn, that is what you dream in. That is what you think in. It's like even though Mitten speaks perfect English, and you know doesn't have any problems with that, he still thinks in Tagalog. It's like he dreams in Tagalog. It's like when his dreams.
You can say Filipino if you want.
Yeah, I can't. Say the other because it was easier when it was Tagalog and now it's like Tagalog. It's like I'm not getting the pronunciation right, but you know what? I don't
Filipino
I don't
have a partner. Filipino, that's fine.
But my point is that yeah. So it's like it's just a sweet thing to do. And here's the thing: you don't need Duolingo. You don't need. You have a native Filipino speaker that is your boyfriend.
See, Mark is not, one of his qualities is not patience.
Okay, but you can just start with
and
easy
I already
things.
Have Rosetta Stone. I have it. It's on my phone.
You can start with easy things. Just learn the Filipino phrase for I love you or whatever it is you normally say, you know, in the mornings or, you know, when they go off to work or when you go off, you know, when someone leaves the house or whatever, like, you know, goodbye, I love you, whatever. It's just like, just learn how to say that in Tagalog.
I said you could say Filipino.
Learn how to say that in yeah.
Okay, we've got some more text, so let's moving right along.
Can I read the next?
Oh, you can. You can.
Yeah, it's from Tom in Chicago. Is that his middle initial in Tom in Chicago? Like, is his? You think his middle name would be like? Well, he's rich, so like his middle name would probably be something like Nathan.
Could
Nathaniel.
Be.
It's Nathaniel.
It's literally Nathaniel. Supposed to be N, like the word N, I N, but it's just, no,
I got it. I was okay. Just making a joke about him being rich. Is this the text line? I'm loving hearing Adam talk about the huge Filipino photo session at the restaurant. It reminded me of the Filipino funerals. Oh my gosh.
You can't say Filipino either, so I guess.
Filipino funerals and visitations with dozens of lineups in front of the open casket. And holy cow, the fried food brought in for the visitation night was over the top. Yes, but did they bring in rice? What did they bring in a rice cooker?
I feel like they must have. Yeah. I think they did.
So I am hesitant to paint with such a broad brush that all Filipino people love to take photos and love to do this, but it does seem to be something in the culture.
It does. It certainly does to me. But
you know what? Someone from the outside may look at Americans and go like, yeah, it's in the American culture to like idiots like Trump or what, you know, it's like, true. And yes, and that is true for America, but it's not true of us. So it's like, I don't want to broad paint like every Filipino.
Well, and there is nothing wrong with them enjoying taking photos. I just don't like to take photos.
No, I'm saying, yeah. So but there's probably some Filipinos that don't. So go ahead. All right, so I am not, my diction is not good enough to read these. So you go ahead. You read the next one.
I will. The next one says, hi guys, happy Friday. Sent these texts to Adam's Geeky Gay. I don't think they were read. I don't know what happened, but Geeky Gay did not get any text messages from you, so I'm not sure. But anyway, so I sent them, though, writer, blah, 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 blah. These will work for either show. It says, Scott here, so I was watching Jeopardy last week. Really frustrating. The final Jeopardy question was something about Johnny Cash, the song he did in 1956. I knew the answer. All three contestants answered Walk the Line. They all got it wrong because they should have said, I walked the line. So frustrating.
So literally they missed one word of the title and they didn't get it right?
Jeopardy is tough on that. But then you watch a show like $100,000 Pyramid and they will just make up rules on the fly. Like,
you know, on Jeopardy, sometimes I've heard them just say like, who is Shakespeare? Instead of who is William Shakespeare.
But they have like, very specific rules. Like for names, you can give the last name. And that's okay. But for other things, you have to... Anyway, so it's...
I see. So he's in the chat room. No. All three contestants answered walk the line.
Yeah.
Not walked. And they should have said,
They're persnickety on Jeopardy. But man, you go on, well, $100,000 pyramid. The thing I, $100,000 pyramid.
Yeah, I say that twice.
When you get into the chair, when you make it to the circle, whatever they call it, they are so, because what you're supposed to do in the circle is they put a category up there like, what would I say if I'm a, or, you know, what things a book might say.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to go,
Jesus wept.
I have a spine. I have pages. Yes. I have whatever. I see. If you stray at all from, you know, it's like, oh no, you said, you know, whatever. You use the initial of the, that's so weird. Anyway, thank you for your text, Scott.
That seems very, very convoluted. Have you played Connections? Do you play Connections?
No, I've not heard of Connections, I think.
All right, let's get through these texts and then I'll tell you about
it. Okay, the next one. By the way, the rest of these I'm just going to read together. There are several. People who text apparently are like me and like to do a lot of separate texts, but these are all from Scott.
They all come from Scott in Northern California.
So he says, hi, Adam Scott here. Have a joke. What happens when pig fly?
Don't answer it. Now, you're supposed to ask me that.
What happens when pigs fly, Daniel? I mean, you do have the sheet open in front of you. But
I don't know. The price of bacon skyrockets? Which is easy.
Yeah. What do you call a camel with one hump?
Humphrey? Yeah.
I could go on all day. Sorry about the jokes, courtesy of Alexa. I did like your joke the other day about the light bulb and the fire gaze to change it.
The five gaze to change it.
Oh, the five. It says fire.
No, I understand, but it's like, yeah.
It was a text from someone. I don't even remember who it was. Somebody texted me. Oh, it was Tony in Illinois. Anyway, then next he says, Miss Bacon, where are you? We miss you. Uh-huh. Congratulations, Scotty Ozzy Battler, on your civil union.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Scotty.
And then he says, Scott from NorCal Woodhaven. So there you go.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you for those of you who texted us, basically Tom and Scott and Mel. Anyway, the thing is, if you would like to contact us, you can do so. The phone number is 707-61-DEATH. Also, that happens to be something you can text us. So you can, you can use that number to text us just as good.
We're not going to text you back.
Yeah, If it's your first time texting, let us know who you are just so that we don't have to say, you know, your phone number on the podcast. and then what is the other thing? Oh, yeah, you can email us contact@mix-podcast.com. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for all of that. And there's a button here somewhere that I'm supposed to push. 3, 2, 1. I feel like I wanted to say something.
It was something that came up during one of those texts, but I, as we know, I don't remember things. And
text.
I'm probably going to have like Alzheimer's when I'm older.
We were talking about connections.
Connections. Yes.
Connections is this game.
I couldn't make the connection between what we were saying before and
it's on the New York Times. It's in their games section.
Yeah.
And let me brief you on the wonderful world of connections. Every day they give you 12 words. Right?
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, 16 words. 16 words. These are just random words. They're going to give you 16. And what you have to do is you have to group them into four groups of four. And each group of four words needs to have a connection to some, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All four words are connected. So I'll give you an example in the mix of, I'm not going to go through all the words, but in the mix of today's words was olive, cactus, forest, and mint. What is the connection between those four words?
So you have to guess the connection or you have to tell them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you don't have to guess connection. You just say, you have to know it in order to group them. You pick four words and say, this is a group. And then it'll either tell you if you're right or wrong.
Olive, cactus, forest.
And mint. What is the connect? Because that is actually a group. So spoiler alert, that is actually a group. What is the connection between those four words? A forest.
Well, it's hard to say because it's something about plants. Or
okay.
Needing water or so being green or...
Oh, being green. Yes, they're all green things.
A forest might not be green if it's fall.
No. But you can... the connection between a green forest, a green olive, a green, a mint.
I see.
And it goes on, like there. Some of the other ones from today were like fleet, caravan, parade... And train.
Well, see, I feel like this is a very ambiguous game because how do they know if you're right? Because there could be more than one answer to these. Because I feel like a grouping of...
No, but keep in mind, I've already grouped them. I'm not giving you all 16.
No, I understand, but I'm saying like a grouping...
There would be 12 other words other than
but are
forest,
they checking
olive,
you whether something. Those things actually go together or are they checking your reason for them going together?
No, you don't give the reason. You just say these are connected.
Because the way you presented it
anyway,
is,
you can play it over at newyorktimes.com. It's a fun game. But
after you finish your Wordle.
Sometimes it's really fucking annoying. Anyway, what I wanted to actually talk about here is I was on our way back from the new house tonight. We dropped some stuff over there and came back right before the show. We were listening to some podcast. And I heard Big Fatty talk about that he doesn't wear underwear. Like, I mean, and we know this. I mean, Big Fatty
always
says...
Yeah, we know this because he says he's going to wash his underwear. Oh, I don't wear any. Yeah, all the time.
I am 56, almost 57. I'm going to be 57 this year. And I could not imagine... Because I have to pee all the goddamn time. Like, I have to pee all the fucking time. And when I do pee, there are always drips after.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
It doesn't matter how long I stand there, there's always drips after.
Yeah, me too.
Thank God my underwear catches that so I don't have big wet spots on my pants. So my question about Big Fatty and his underwear, and I didn't want to call into his show because it's so-so question month, and this is not a so-so question. This is a legit question. What you're older than me. How do you don't wear underwear? Do you just have pee spots all the way down your legs like all the time? Is that just a thing?
Maybe
just
he does. I know he likes I know he likes various smells. So maybe he's okay with having a little bit of a musty odor, but yeah, no, I have the same thing. I've tried going underwearless and then I'll get a little spot on my jeans or something. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
I'm sorry, for those of you on video, my line producer just walked in. So I was leaning down to pet him. Barley, the line producer was here.
Auntie Scott in the chat room says, sit when you pee and squeeze. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for me. Mine likes to dribble.
It's dribble. You know, the best advice my dad gave me, and it was back when I turned like 30 or something.
Uh-huh.
So it was far too soon because I didn't appreciate it then, but I do appreciate it now. My dad said, never trust a fart.
Oh.
It's like, and I didn't think about that back
so
then.
So anytime you need to fart, you should always be sitting on the toilet.
I should be
is
on
that
the toilet.
I see.
You should always be on the toilet because there's a good chance. There's like a 60-40 chance that you're about to shit your pants. So anyway, that was my question, Adam. I'm
curious. Another thing. What if Fatty sharted? It's going to go immediately all the way down his leg. He has no underwear to catch it.
No barrier there.
No barrier at all. It's just straight down the leg.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I mean, you know, going underwearless has a certain sexual appeal.
Yeah. No. Going underwearless in like pajama pants is sexy. Going underwearless in like gray sweatpants is like sexy. Going underwearless in like jeans or like, you know, that's a coarse, denim is a coarse, like, you know, material.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I would assume, and maybe I'm wrong, but I would assume that he doesn't wear underwear because it's kind of like a sexual thing, you know, wants to be, but maybe I'm wrong.
The chat room says a PA piercing makes you pay attention when you go.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I don't have a Prince Albert, so I don't.
I mean, I pay attention when I go, but I still dribble. Yeah, I'm paying attention. It's like I'm not.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask? It is the Mix Minus News Quiz. This is a segment of the show where Adam will read me five questions from the New York Times News Quiz, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer those questions. These are multiple choice. I am always free to ask what the actual choices are, but I will try to answer it without knowing what the choices are. There, yeah. After we do the five questions, we will move into a bonus round where Adam will read me as many questions as he can from a Trivial Pursuit card from 1975. For bonus points, yeah, within 60 seconds. So that's always fun. Adam, what is the old? What is the first question on the old news quiz?
What is the old first question?
By the way, I want to point out, I am so, all I've been doing this week is moving. So I have not really been paying attention to the news. I do not expect to do well tonight.
So you're saying if it's not related to moving...
Right. Any questions that are related to moving, I may be able to help. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will see. Let's just look. Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
What?
One moment. I'm having to log it. They're seeing this on the video. Well, you guys know my email address.
Yeah, it's adamburnsuk@gmail.com.
I'm trying to sign in to the New York Times because I...
Oh.
I decided to do it on the other computer so I could show it. And then I didn't realize I haven't logged in on that computer. Okay, hopefully now we're good. All right, number one, did you follow Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader and anti-corruption activist, died in a Russian prison.
He did.
What had he not been convicted of? So I'm going to read you the choices.
I'm going to need to know the choices. There.
Assault, embezzlement, extremism, fraud, money laundering.
What had he not been convicted of? I feel like, he was put in there because he was challenging Putin. And they just made up a bunch of stuff. I feel like extremism is the answer, even though... That I don't feel like that's an actual charge because they like to maintain the air of not being evil, but I think it's extremism.
It is assault. He was charged with all of those other things. Number two, a judge in New York ordered Donald Trump to pay how much for fraudulently inflating the value of his businesses or his business?
$355 million.
Wow, you knew an exact amount. I don't know if it's right, but you knew it. Yep, that is correct.
Yep.
I watched a whole legal... You ever watch Legal Eagle on YouTube?
I've seen some of his recap, explanation. Yeah.
He was recapping the trial or whatever and the verdict, and I watched that. A majority of Supreme Court justices declined this week to hear which of the following cases.
Oh, it's one of the Trump cases. It was the, go ahead. What are my choices?
So an appeal by Donald Trump to win immunity from criminal charges.
That one. It's that one.
That one?
Yeah. That one.
That is incorrect. Oh, it was a challenge to class conscious affirmative action in Virginia.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like I said, Adam, I've been moving this week.
Okay.
What is this? Is this question number four?
This is number four. Who ruled last week that a frozen embryo should be considered a child?
Alabama.
It was the Alabama Supreme Court. Yes, indeed, they did. And number five.
It's the final question.
Residents of Cape Town, South Africa complained of a foul stench wafting over the city this week.
It's wafting.
The smell was traced to a livestock carrier at the city's harbor holding 19,000 of which animal? Do you want me to...
Cows?
That is one of the choices. Do you want to go with that, or do you want me to read you...
Yeah, go ahead and read me the other ones.
Bears, cows, pigs, pigeons, or skunks?
Yeah, cows. Maybe with cows.
That is correct. Cool. It is cows. The carrier had a buildup of feces and ammonia.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. I can smell it now. It's just like your therapist had you visualize like the little, it's like, uh-huh. I'm visualizing that smell. I'm olfactorizing that smell in my head. And it's like,
You got four out of five on that.
No, I didn't. I got three
four
out of five.
Or three
missed,
out of five?
I missed two. Yeah, and that's all right, Adam, because I do have a chance to make up for it in the bonus round. So let's put 60 seconds up on the big board.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1...
What government depository in Kentucky has doors weighing 20 tons each?
Fort Knox.
That is correct. What completes Henry Youngman's plea? Take my wife.
Please.
Also correct. What did an enemy have to be for a U.S. soldier to call him a believer in the Vietnam War?
What did an enemy have to have?
To be.
To be a believer. Justin Bieber fan?
Dead. What process involves heating an ore to obtain a metal?
Smelting.
That is correct. What city hosts the annual Beanpot Tournament for its collegiate hockey powerhouses?
Boston.
That is correct. What title of a 1986 platinum album became the slogan for a truck company?
Finish the question. Do not know.
Wow, you did pretty good. You got 4 out of 6 on that.
What? That's crazy.
You never
living on a prayer. Is that
you even got the sports one? It was like a rock.
Oh, like a rock. What? Yeah. What was the sports one?
It was the one about the Bean Town. Whatever.
Oh yeah, well, that's because of Bean Town. Yeah, it was Bean Festival. Town. That's Boston. Right? Yeah.
Usually, Boston. You won't even contemplate the sports question at all.
That's true, but it didn't. It didn't start off with Shelly Pitcher. Anyway, Adam, it's the news quiz. Adam, each and every week, our executive producer, Cyclone, puts together a compendium of exhaustively researched knowledge, and he ships it to us. It's like, it's crazy. Like, FedEx shows up. Like, you ever see the Santa Claus where they had the line of FedEx trucks when they're bringing, Scott Calvin the list? That's kind of how it is every Thursday.
I don't know that I have, but I'll go with it. Sure.
Yeah. A big line of trucks outside bringing you just piles and piles of paper. And these are all things that they've researched. These are things that have happened on the day that we are recording, February 23rd of some other year. Now, the sad part is that we only actually ever end up using about 7 or 8 of them. But there are thousands of these. There are thousands of these. It's very, very crazy. I'm very annoyed because I did listen to the Geeky Gay today, and I know that you used the banana bread one. So,
you know what, Daniel? I'm no longer a people pleaser. My inner child is on the island, and I'm feeling great, and I'm okay with using the same ones on Geeky Gay, so...
Then I propose that we just drop the day section. So Cyclone, just drop the day section. We don't want to know the days anymore. That's on this day, February 23rd, in 1929, the Washington Supreme Court denies the right of defendants in sodomy cases to challenge the morality of the prosecuting witness. So let's break this down, Adam, just like we're a legal YouTube channel here. So the right of defendants in sodomy cases to challenge the morality of the prosecutor. So if you were accusing me of sodomy, I don't have the right to challenge your morality.
If I'm accusing you of sodomy.
Yes. In other words, if they're going to accuse you of sodomy, you can't like go back and like, well, you're a fag yourself or whatever. He's like, you can't assault their morality.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
now what I did want to read that I didn't talk about on Geeky Gay, it is National Tootsie Roll Day.
I don't care. We're no longer doing the days, Adam.
That is very passive aggressive of you.
No, you crossed the line. You've crossed the line.
I've crossed the line. Sir, you cannot challenge my morality.
Yes, exactly. Much like the Washington Supreme Court, I am denying you the right to challenge my pettiness.
In 1966, the Maine Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of the state's sodomy law, but overturns the conviction of an openly gay man because of a prejudicial remark of the prosecutor.
Wow.
Yeah.
A prejudice, I'm assuming they've been racial, so...
Those always seem so serious in the LGBT section. It's like... So and so was.
Here's the thing. As a community, we don't have like a bright and sunny history. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
So yeah, things in the past.
In this section, I want to hear like in this day in 1975, Daniel J. Brewer sat in Anita Bryant's lap.
I did. This is a little behind or inside baseball, but. The compendium that Adam and I get is broken down into sections. So the section that we first start with is the Today in LGBTQ plus History. So that's what Adam is referring to, is like they're grouped together and like, these are the gay ones. These are the Disney ones. These are the, you know, the general ones. All right. So now we're moving on into the Disney section. Isn't everyone excited? In February 23rd, 2011, Bill Nye, the science guy, is on hand at Epcot to give presentations in the midst of Engineers Week.
Wow.
Bill Nye, the science guy, was one of the stars of Ellen's Energy Adventure at Epcot.
Oh, no, I did not know that. In 2014, three-time Olympian Kim Smith won the Disney Princess Half Marathon at Walt Disney World.
You know, that's the one that that Taylor and Babalu are running. Well, they're running the 10K, not the half marathon, but it's that weekend. Yeah, go ahead.
Smith set a course record, shattering the previous mark by nearly 6 minutes and crossed the line or finish line nearly 15 minutes ahead of everyone else. She ran the 13.1 miles through Epcot and Magic Kingdom in 1 hour, 11 minutes and 49 seconds.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, I never watched Casey Neistat, but I was recommended a Casey Neistat YouTube video today. Yeah. And he was talking about how for the past, I don't know, like 17 years, he's had a goal of running a marathon in under 3 hours.
Yeah.
And he finally did it. Like, it took him 29 different marathons to run in over 17 years before he got to that.
Now, in fairness, she is running a half marathon. So under 3 hours would be under an hour 30. So, yeah, I mean, yes, it is still very impressive, but I'm just saying, had she duplicated that, it would have been under a 3 hour marathon.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think it was a marathon. I always get so confused. Yeah. We know this, but anyway, there you go.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do I want to... February 23rd, 1940, Woody Guthrie writes, "This Land Is Your Land." You know that song?
Isn't it, "This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the something something."
To the New York Island.
Sure. Yeah.
From the redwood forest to the Gulf Stream waters.
This land was made for you and me.
In February 23rd, 1945, the U.S. flag was raised on Iwo Jima. I'm pretty sure this is what that statue was based off of. You know, the statue of the soldiers lifting the American flag.
I think I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really...
Oh, in 1954, February 23rd, a group of children from Arsenal Elementary School in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania received the first injections of the new polio vaccine developed by Dr. Jonas Salk. Thanks to the vaccine, by the 21st century, polio cases were reduced to 99%. My dad had polio.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He did, but he... recovered.
Adam, the next race I'm running for polio. So if you want to donate, you know, $400.
Wait, for polio? No, polio is not a...
Yeah, I'm running it for polio.
Not a thing anymore. It's, that's... We have a vaccine. Like, people...
It's coming back. It's coming back.
All right. Okay.
Adam, let's move on to the weekly world news. The only news fit to print. For February 23rd of, what is this, 1999? Are we on still on 1999? February 20... Yeah, 1999. There's only one story worth talking about in this entire February 23rd paper, and it's this. Man stuffs tampons up his nose to stop snoring, and it kills him?
Was it a used... Well, there is... Isn't there something you can get or women can get like toxoplasmosis or something like that, and it's from a tampon.
But Adam, is that the man died by shoving
toxic
tampons?
Shock.
I'm sure they weren't used tampons. He was trying to stop snoring, but he couldn't breathe. Man, just give the man a CPAP.
Why didn't he open his mouth? Is that not an option?
I don't know, Adam.
I feel like when you need to breathe, if your nose is stopped up, your body is going to automatically open your mouth.
Thanks to what, Adam?
Thanks to the fact that your brain...
To the hypothalamus. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Adam, hundreds and thousands of people were born on February 23rd, and we'd like to say happy birthday to a few of them right now. Happy birthday, Aziz Ansari. Did I get that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Did I get that right? Yeah. From Parks and Rec.
Close
and
enough. Also, I mean, yeah, you know.
Happy birthday. Oh, and Aziz turned 41. Happy birthday, Josh Gad. You turned 43. Damon John, you turned 55. And Brad Whitford turned 72. Not Brad Lee Whitford from The West Wing, but Brad Whitford, a guitarist for Aerosmith.
I was going to say Brad Whitford, your UPS guy? Like,
no. Brad Lee Whitford was the Josh on The West Wing.
Oh, anyway, okay.
It's not important. Dakota Fanning turned 30. Let's see. S.E. Cupp turned 44.
Kristen Davis, 59, from Sex and the City, by the way, if anyone didn't know that.
Michael Dell also turned 59 of Dell Computers.
Niecy Nash turned 54.
Howard Jones turned 69, the musician. Born on this day, but no longer with us, Peter Fonda and Victor Fleming. So all that we can say, ladies and gentlemen, is that all of us here would like to wish all of them there a very happy birthday.
Did you redo that?
What?
Did you redo that?
Why? Why are you?
Because
asking
I complained about the key change or whatever, difference, and it sounds like it matches better now.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because when I hit the ending, when I hit the ending,
yeah,
I forgot to stop the.
Okay.
Because so there's the first part. There's the first part, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, right?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun. And then at any point, I'm supposed to say something loudly to distract you from hearing that I'm switching. And then I stop the one and I play the other. So I would say something like, and That, Adam, is why we're saying happy birthday from all of us to all of you. I also forgot to stop.
Okay.
Even the example, I forgot to stop it. Well, Adam, I was out jogging, running today, and I was listening to your award-winning daily podcast, The Geeky Gay, and you were talking about kale.
Yes, I was.
So there was a salad that you had.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A, everybody. I love Chick-fil-A. Love it. I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A for the rest of my life. And yeah, they have a crispy, crunchy, I think it's called a crunchy kale salad.
Yeah.
And it is just kale, cabbage.
Yeah.
And almonds. And then it has a vinaigrette. And the vinaigrette, they don't give the recipe for the vinaigrette, but it's something, it's like olive oil or some kind of oil. It's got a mustard.
Is it perhaps a vinaigrette?
Vinaigrette. It is. And I was like, I was thinking I'm okay with kale, but normally actually pretty much the only time that I eat kale is in the Zuppa Toscana from Olive Garden.
Here's the thing. Growing up, kale is a fucking garnish on a salad bar, right? It's like, you know, when you go up to the salad bar, that shit that's between all the bowls or whatever, the green, that's kale. However, when Zach and I were doing the meal service, you know, when they would send us the meals and we would prepare them, not HelloFresh, because they didn't have keto options. It was Green Chef.
I still get emails from them because I never ended up doing the trial, and they're still trying to get me to.
But they were really big on kale salads as your salad. And kale, when you go buy kale, it's really stiff. It's very, you know, and the great thing about kale is you can keep it for a long time. Like if you buy iceberg lettuce, if you don't use it in a week, it's brown and gross and you don't want to touch it, right? But kale, you can keep kale for a couple of weeks, you know, without it really wilting.
Another thing, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but milk. If you get lower fat content milk, it will go bad so fast. But if you get, say, heavy cream, that'll last like a month in the refrigerator. Right. Even after you open it, it'll last for...
And we're keto, so we do full fat everything. So yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so it's great. I love it. And I was like, you know, I feel like kale, if I just ate it raw, is really tough. And this salad, it doesn't seem as tough as what I would imagine kale to
I'm
be.
So sorry. I drank and inhaled in the wrong way and I started coughing and I apologize.
Yeah.
I muted myself. You didn't hear it. But for those of you watching on video, I literally was like red as a beet. It was gross. Here's the thing. So they would send us these meals and we would have to make a kale salad. And so I can tell you that we had to, you know, as preparation of it, we would have to peel the leaves off of the stalk, right? So we'd pull the kale away from the central stalk and then tear it into bite-sized pieces into a bowl. And what they wanted us to do was to olive oil on it and then massage the kale. But I never did that. What I did is once I had the bowl of the bite-sized kale, I would put it in the microwave for like 20 seconds. And then it was wilted enough that it was, so it's like I would always just like wilt the kale in the microwave before I continued. And that worked out great. And it, you know, it tasted great. So it's like, I think that's, they're absolutely doing something with the kale. They're either, you know, massaging it.
They have one of those twink boys they hire at Chick-fil-A in the back massaging kale.
Yeah.
Is that?
They tell Christians that those are people's feet and they all wash them and massage them. But no, it's, you know, Adam, he gets us. Do you even know what I'm talking
about? No, okay. I don't.
You
just right over my head. I don't.
We can talk about it. We can talk about it in the after show. So there you go, Adam. That's the kale mystery.
Well, I've got to find like what do they call them? Like a copycat recipe online because.
Yeah. But whenever you tear the kale into bite-sized pieces, just put it in the microwave for 30 seconds or so before you do.
I was thinking blanching is another thing that could be possible. Also,
then it'll be hot and horrible to handle.
I think you
microwaves
can,
cook from the inside out.
I think you can bake kale as well and it gets crispy, or maybe that's when you fry it. I don't know, but.
No. Actually, some of the recipes that they gave us did have us do that also, like drizzle the kale with olive oil and then put it on a baking sheet in a broiler. And,
but the olive oil adds more calories, crispy. So.
Well, keto doesn't care about calories. We care about the balance between carbs, fat, and protein.
I got it. I get it. So I'm just giving an update on the dog because Sydney, the dog, because some of you may be interested.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah, Kathy Bacon no longer listens to us, so you don't have to distinguish anymore.
But so anyway, Sydney, the dog. Also, we don't get calls from Sydney, Kathy Bacon, Sydney anymore.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, no, we're not. We are persona non grata.
Oh, we are. Okay. I didn't realize that we had done something. So, but Sydney, my dog.
Yes.
My brain will not let me say her name without saying
my dog. Your dog, Sydney.
But she had a vet appointment.
Died.
She almost died.
But she bounced back because you told her. Auntie Daniel said, snap out of it.
I did, And also a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
And
but mainly because oh, I'm sorry, Barley. I just extended my foot and Barley was down there. I didn't realize he was down there.
Just a couple of little things this week. First of all, she had a vet appointment this week. And just to give an update on that, he said she is looking great. He said she can go back to the groomer. Which is good news for us because now we don't have to.
You do not like to brush her.
We brush her, but bathing is a chore.
I said you don't like it.
Well, right. But but what I'm trying to say is even when she's going to the groomer, we have to brush her. Like it doesn't change that. But we don't do the whole nail clipping thing. That is a pain in the butt. Dogs do not like to have their nails clipped.
Nor do cats.
And she has some black nails, and that's even harder because you can't see the little vein that's running in there. And so if it's very easy to make a mistake and go too far, and then you have bleeding and all kinds of weird stuff. And So I'm glad to have the groomer do that again. And anyway, she can do that. He did call her fat, but it's okay.
Like outright, like
he said, she's carrying around some junk in the trunk, basically, or like some baggage or whatever. Because I was telling him, I said she is.
I mean, she's not a spring chicken.
Well, no, she's not. But I was telling him she's hungry all the time now, like so hungry. And I said, but we're following the directions on the food, like on the bag of food, like how many ounces? I mean, roughly. And I said, and I don't want it. She, before this illness, she never was all that hungry. And I said, and so I assume it's still the medication. And he said, well, we've really reduced the medication so far that shouldn't be causing extreme hunger anymore. And I said, well.
She's just fat.
Yeah. And he's like, And I said, I didn't know if I should increase it because I don't want to give her too much food. And he said, well, you can give 20% more or less than what the bag calls for generally. He said she is, though, you know, she is carrying a little, little baggage there, or whatever. And so we had that. And then the other thing is, so anyway, she's doing, apparently the blood work hasn't come back yet because they're going to call us and let us know all the stuff they checked, like how that's looking. But they also redid her picture because apparently she, in the other photo they had of her, it was when she was actually there and she was sick. And he's like, she looks so much better now. Her picture?
Retake her, like, for what? Like,
does they must have like a board of all their patients pictures of their.
Why are they asking you if you can take a picture?
No, he just told me we retook her picture. He said we retook her picture because she was looking pretty worn out the last picture we had. He's like, So we took a new picture.
Yeah, because Auntie Daniel said to snap out of it.
Yeah. So that's it. She's doing better. She is laying here sleeping at my feet at the moment. The only other thing is I bought her stairs to get on the couch.
Oh my God.
Because she's not wanting to jump anymore. And I talked to him about that as well, but he said, well, he said arthritis or anything like that is not my specialty, but you can talk to your normal vet. He said she probably does have some arthritis in her joints. And so that might be affecting her, but I bought her some steps. And I just got them in today.
Them for your bedroom? Like, can she get up in the bed?
No, we had to put her up there. But it's weird. Our bed's on a platform, and to find steps that would match up to that, and then we'd be tripping all over them and stuff. So, we're not. But the couch, Mark sits on one side, I sit on the other side, and there's room in the middle where we could put steps. We don't sit on that middle cushion, really.
Yeah.
So I got the steps today. I put them down. And she does not understand. I was like, get up on the couch, get up on the couch. She literally jumped over the steps and then jumped up onto the couch from the floor. Yeah. I'm like, no. I put her on the steps. And then still.
Yes, it's true. You don't watch TikTok. Like, if you watch TikTok, you would know this. It's like, there's hundreds of TikToks of dogs like that won't go down two steps of stairs or whatever. They don't understand stairs. Like she comes up the stairs with me every day
when she comes up to my office. Different.
Those are stairs. There's not stairs there.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, so, and Mark says to me, I texted Mark cause he's volunteering tonight.
Yeah.
And I was like, your dog is stupid. He was like,
why is it his dog when she's stupid?
If she was a genius, I'd be like, my dog is a genius, but no, your dog is stupid. And he says to me, well, you have to train her to use them.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I said, I
put her on the step and she still didn't use it. She just jumped off of it. And then
I don't understand what happened. I gave her a slide rule and she still couldn't figure out the logarithmic function.
I'm like, Sydney, it's crazy. A step. Just use the step. You don't like to jump.
If you would like to send us an email, our email address is contact@mixminuspodcast.com. Our voicemail 707-61-DEATH. You can also text us at that number if you don't want to call. Also, there's an alternate way to call us at voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. And if you'd like to help us with our search for a personal assistant, you can always subscribe, $1.99 a month.
Well, that doesn't really help us with the search, but if you'd like to help us pay an assistant,
yeah,
then you can subscribe. Yeah.
Subscribe.mixminuspodcast.com is the URL that you would put into your browser to do that. Adam, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm doing a Disney thing next week, so I forgot to tell you that. Yeah, we're not doing a show next week, so we're off next week, but we'll be back the week after that.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.